Good morning to you, Rodney. Welcome again to Daybreak Africa.
Good morning, James. Good to be here again.
Thank you very much, Rodney. How was the census on Friday?
Well, the President, George Weah, last Friday issued a proclamation declaring a national holiday to allow census enumerators to go around and count different Liberians' homes. But unfortunately, the enumerators never showed up to people's houses, so people are pretty much left in the dark. And no one actually committed, getting census that day.
So has the government said anything in terms of why the census never got off the ground?
Well, there are lots of reasons for this, Jim. There was a lot of poor planning. Enumerators complained that they were not paid to conduct the census. I think each of them was promised about $25 each per day. Up to the time the census should have started on Friday, no one received money. There were no equipment for them to work to enable them to count the houses and the people in the occupants in the houses. So there was a lot of disorganization going on, and a lot of people expressed disappointment in the way the process was handled by the government.
Did the government appropriate funding for the census, or could it be that there was no funding at all?
Well, the Minister of Finance said the funding was available. Legis, the organization responsible for conducting the census, kept saying that the money was available. But up to the time the census started, there was no money available. On Saturday evening, actually, the international community, including the U.S. Embassy, the U.N., other international organizations, issued a statement calling on all stakeholders to support the census. I think the statement was meant to kind of ease the tension of the country, because people were unhappy with the fact that the census was announced, they stayed home, and nobody came to the house to count them. So there was a lot of innuendos on social media. People are making fun of the whole government about the way things are being handled. So it doesn't go well with people in the country.
Is there any indication, Rodney, in terms of whether this census or when it will be held again?
Well, the period was from the 11th on Friday to the 22nd. So hopefully in the coming days, to allow census enumerators to go around the houses and count different Liberian homes.
Rodney, so what's next? I mean, is anyone going to be held responsible for this debacle?
Well, that's the frustration among Liberians, James. A lot of people are concerned that the government is not really taking action against those responsible for this issue. Senator Nyambi Kanga-Lawrence of Grand Bassa County issued a statement on the weekend calling for dismissal of those involved in the situation to be dismissed. So I think a lot of people are keen to see how the government will respond. In the past, the president has not been very, aggressive in terms of reprimanding officials who misbehave. We don't know how much of an impact this will have on the government and what the president will do in the short term to ensure that this process gets back on track. Although the international community appear to be calling on stakeholders to encourage people to go and conduct a census and carry out a census, but people are just frustrated at the manner in which they were asked to stay at home and then no enumerators show up to count them.
Rodney, thank you so much again. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, James.